And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike. There he is, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits. If you're ever driving late at night by yourself on a lonely highway, put this song on. It's a good song to die to. Brothers in Arms, the greatest.
Such an unlikely rock and roll hero, Mr. Knopfler.
Why?
He doesn't look like a rock and roller. Doesn't look like a rock god, does he?
No, but that smooth guitar.
Yes,
when it hits
I agree.
You, what a sound. How are you guys? I'm going to pull him down now. What's wrong with you, Zuckerman? You sound like you have a scratchy throat.
I had some coffee with milk, so I've got ferroflem.
So you're blaming your phlegm on me, and I'm drinking coffee with milk, and I have no phlegm.
I'm also drinking.
Yeah, but how many times did you start a show with phlegm?
I think it was just that studio. We used to be in the Podcast One studio.
And that gave you the phlegm?
I think so. I haven't really been dealing with it since then.
You sound a little phlegmy now.
Yeah, I'm sick.
I'm
are
also
you?
Drinking.
What are you doing here?
I'm also drinking coffee with milk, no phlegm.
I've got a very, very mild, probably allergies. I was tested 4 times. You know, we're on the movie now, so we're just tested constantly every day. I don't have COVID.
I don't know. I won't catch it from you if you have COVID. But
I don't.
Lieberswine will get it.
Lieberswine will not get it. Lieberswine's very careful.
This is my allergy season. I'm not sick. Don't worry about it. How are you guys? I hope you're doing well. I do too. The sweet release of death, Zuckerman, as you know. I yearn for it.
I yearn for it too. It's not a problem for me. It'll just be a problem for everyone else.
I didn't yearn for it. And I spent the last 3 days dealing with like fraudulent credit card actions and getting credit hits lifted off my credit
report. Oh, Russians.
And now, yeah, I got one taken successfully. Somebody opened up a credit card with my social security number, and I fought it and won. And it's off the report. I got a thing in the mail this morning.
I mean, of all the identities to steal, why would anyone steal yours?
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. I love you guys. Must be like after a week of like having Jerry Schlong down your throat, you got to come right back.
What is that?
Ugh. You got to come right back to insulting me. Oh, I listened to the show for the first time ever. And it was like, this one especially, Zuckerman, like...
He's Jerry had a very nice compliment for you. He said he was... What video was it of yours that he said he liked?
It was the America Speedster.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorite cars I've ever driven. He has one.
Right.
Yeah, I drove... They brought it over from Germany.
American Roadster.
Sorry, yeah. America Roadster. 1952, I think the one I drove.
Yes, they made 16.
17. And I drove the one from the museum.
Oh, wow.
And it was just...
Well, there you go.
It was funny because I was doing it versus the new Speedster. And I didn't know anything about the America Speedster. And I got in this car... America Roadster. I keep saying that because I'm looking at the Speedster and thinking about the Speedster.
Hey, let's have the...
Don't explain your
let's have the replica Johnny Lieberman on. Let's bring him on.
Yes.
If you ever find the guy who stole your identity, let's bring him and put him right here.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
It'll be awesome.
I love you.
Don't you think?
I'll be the best at showing.
How did they steal your identity?
I don't know. But
so what do you do now? Your identity stolen.
It wasn't my identity. I got a new credit card. And I'm like, I didn't apply for this.
Right.
And I was
this is identity theft.
And I go, huh? And I look up the company and it's like people who have like terrible credit, they'll give you like a $500 credit card.
Yeah.
So I called them and they're like, we have your address. And then they had one, like, I can't remember what it was. Some piece of information very wrong. Like they had, like, I'm like, what's the, like, my middle name's David. And they're like, well, it's Jonathan D. I'm like, what's
your mother's maiden name?
Nice try. anyways,
trying to help the audience.
Whatever it was. Lieberman. So I fought it, but it was like just it was just it's I'm just you're just
okay.
On
getting
hold.
Back to the America Roadster, not Speedster.
You know, wait, hold on. I want to know what you did. What do you suspect is happening, though? Do you think
somebody got a hold of my something and they were able to open a credit card?
Yeah, but maybe now there's lots of other stuff.
Yeah, well, my credit as a result, my credit scores are all frozen. That's like the big thing you can do.
Right.
So TransUnion, Experian.
But you better hope that person doesn't get arrested and hand over the Johnny Lieberman license. And then there's because that happened to a friend of mine, pulled over. And it wasn't because of the Hertz rental cars
right.
story. It was someone had stolen his identity. He had no idea. He got this little tap on the shoulder with a credit card. And then he got pulled over and they said, there's a warrant out for your arrest in Virginia.
My dad had something happen where like the IRS is like, you're bankrupt or something. You know, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, right.
And some shady lawyer in Arkansas had used my dad's social security number to file bankruptcy for a client.
Wow.
Fucked him up.
Yeah. Anyway.
For years. Yeah. But I'm good. I think I'm good. Everything's resolved. All the credit cards are back.
You credit think frozen. Everything's going to be fine?
I doubt it. I think with your credit frozen, it's pretty hard to
My credit card is stolen three times a year. Three times. And I'm always grateful for it because I shred the card and then immediately I find out all the things I've subscribed to that I forgot about that they've been just leeching.
Right.
And then I think this last time the credit card companies caught on because when I called around or sent...
Grace period?
No, when I called to say, here's the new number, they said it's automatically transferred now.
Really?
Somehow the weasel companies had figured it out. The old number will update to the new number.
That's sleazy.
They can keep stupping you.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, for your sleazy. Gym memberships and your yeah. Month,
ooh, I like
things
the gym
you haven't
membership.
Thought about, Ancestry.com.
No, it's dumbass apps that your kids order, like Butterfly Thing,
right,
and it's
right,
everything's
right.
A subscription. Except
CVS Plus.
Except Mack Weldon. They're not a subscription. It's no secret. Johnny Lieberman wants to look his best this spring. That's why I gave him $200 worth of free Mack Weldon, right? Did you get it?
I told you I got a jacket and four socks.
We love Mack Weldon. And I wanted that. But I gave it to you, Johnny. Whether you want to upgrade your sweats collection or need gear that stands up to the changing weather, Mack Weldon is exactly what you're looking for. And if that's not convenient enough, let me tell you about Mack Weldon's daily wear system. All the clothes work together for real. So whether you're headed back to work, going for a run, or just hanging out on the couch or podcasting with Zuckerman and me, getting dressed takes no effort at all. And I love mine. You don't have any. Mack Weldon.
I don't have any.
You want the next one? They love to hand us some free stuff to wear.
You
wear jeans all the time. You never switch to the joggers?
I'm going to wear joggers.
It's easy access.
Can you hear Zuckerman's wearing joggers? That sounds so...
You know how quickly I can get my pole out in joggers, Spike? That's what I expected to hear.
We'll call them flappers.
They have Atlas joggers, half zips, full zips. Check them out, MackWeldon.com/... Oh, there's a whole new section for us. Look at this. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. That means we finally got our microsite there. And the promo code is SCRPod. MackWeldon.com/SCRPod. SCRPod. Maybe they'll just start calling it Spike Weldon.
Oh,
maybe we'll do so well for them. They'll just do that.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's start the show. That was good, Johnny. I like that. Let me get this out before you comment, because this, especially Zuckerman, you will be infuriated by this. And
I'm looking forward to it.
And this speaks to, this is all about our little Malibu cars and coffee, and most importantly, Bill from the Malibu Kitchen. This is last week's Malibu Times.
Uh-oh.
Last week's Malibu Talk.
Circulation 2.5.
2.5. Well, it's not exactly true because the article has kicked off, and I think it's orchestrated. It's kicked off a chain of events here. There's a picture, as you can see here, of Bill's and a picture of us or our little car show there. And it says, Malibu seeks safer weekend motor show. Car meets, car meetups, they're calling them, car meetups, primarily
us Malibu Country Mart as gathering place. I think they mean use, right? But it says primarily us. God, I didn't even notice that. This article is so misguided. And poor written. I'm not even done.
In brackets,
let me read it.
Us sick.
I think it's going to infuriate you, Zuckerman.
Infuriate me.
Because they put up a picture of bills, and I think there might be some litigation here. And then they begin to write an article about the fatalities. They imply that Bill's little meetup is causing death on the roads.
As opposed to the food.
Sorry, Bill's listening in his kitchen right now. He's nodding. Nod and laugh. That's the way you take it as a comedian. With summer just around the corner, mornings in Malibu have begun seeing an increase in visitors on the weekends, especially on Sundays. This is Samantha Bravo.
Shut up, Samantha.
The parking lot of the has been the primary location for car meetups before retail stores open their doors and even after. During the city council meeting on Monday, February 14th, Planning Commissioner Craig Hill, Craig, K-R-A-G, not C-R-A-G, Craig.
Craig from Scotland, Craig.
Craig Hill. Okay, here it is. This guy has to be the problem. This guy has to be the problem. This is my opinion. He says the parking lot meets, street racing, and late night car rallies have been increasing in Malibu.
Oh.
We need better enforcement of existing speed limits and noise ordinance, Hill said during the public comment. Some things should be enforced by sheriffs while others are more strictly in the jurisdiction of CHP. Now, keep in mind, this article is not going to make sense to you. I'm just going to keep reading. Yeah. Just this year, Malibu has seen an increase in fatalities in the area, such as Big Rock. Hill said speed has likely been a factor in many of those deaths, which are in the matters of the CHP. Not sure why it's written that way, Samantha. But said it has been ineffective to have the traffic enforcement loaded up to the sheriff. Some residents have continued to stress. Hold on. I have to go to A8. Hold on.
I just want the audience to know I'm watching Zuckerman's face during all this, and I'm having a much better time than you are.
It's
this is good. This is.
Here it is. It gets better. Okay. The urgency of safety and say the car meetups on Sunday. Here it is. Key paragraph, and say the car meetups on Sundays have created unsafe highways during the day and throughout the night.
The fuck is she talking about?
Like 11 to 12, 9 to 10?
Zuckerman leaves the first opportunity he gets.
Again, we're elderly gentlemen.
He's out of there at 10:30 a.m. if possible.
Through the night? Is this Samantha that's saying this, twaddle?
No. This, what's ahead? Twaddle. Okay. be careful. I live right, and then now someone's quoted here. I live right near Canaan and PCH, and there's racing at night all the time. And then it says, WA, hundreds cars a time. Wah, 100 cars at a time. Commissioner John Mazza said. So it's pretty unsafe on the highway. All of this is just conjecture and Karening going on here. And then it just goes on again. Fatalities and sheriffs and chili cook-offs. It is the most jumbly mess of an article.
So
the upshot of which, aside from somehow we're causing fatalities on the road, the individual driving doesn't figure into this. This is our Malibu car show and Bill's kitchen and his food. They're shutting down the Malibu lots again till 11 o'clock. In other words, you can't get in there now, no matter what you're driving, until 11 a.m. on Sundays, which means now we have to sleep in on Sundays.
Horrible.
It's horrible. And then show up at 11 and do the same thing.
As a favor.
But Bill, not surprisingly, is upset that his picture of his business has been put atop this badly edited, full of misspellings and really badly reported nonsense like just what seems also, like a next door bitch post.
The jump to go from there's a static car show Sunday mornings to fatalities from midnight racing is insane. They aren't related.
Well, that's what there's no editorial through line. There's probably no editor who's saying your story makes no sense. You need to
copy editors to hone cost money.
This, but
I think it was a lever to kind of shut down the show. I think they just said let's publish a collection of things and say fatalities. And the reality is there are people driving like idiots all over LA right now. That's absolutely true. And they do cause fatalities. But again, why are you connecting that to the car show community, our show or anybody else's? Because I don't see that.
And they're making a crucial mistake here that they don't understand. Having the lot open at 11 brings the car show people out at 11, which is a time of greater congestion upon the roadways. You're actually compounding traffic on the roads. What they need to do is go back to having car shows at 6 a.m. at the Bluffs and at Trancas. Let that happen again, and you're gonna get rid of those guys early.
To go with your point, I mean, like, the people no one likes are the kids that show up, when they've sobered up at 11 a.m. with the daddy's money Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And rev the engine in neutral. If you have it at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., they're still sleeping. They're not going to get up early.
And I agree with you. If they could, they should have some sort of a roadblock. If they got rid of the Lambo and Ferrari guys, we'd all be happier.
Yeah. But
I don't have a problem with
that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Those are the parking lot rev weenies.
Yeah, and the Corvettes now, too. That was what it was. 2 weeks ago.
Was it Corvette?
There was two guys with, like, trumpets, exhaust Corvettes, and I was like, oh, no. And they're sitting there in neutral, just blah, 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 blah. And it's like...
Commissioner John Mazza, listen to this quote. This is genius. These aren't car shows. These are rallies.
What the fuck does that mean?
Time and distance.
This isn't a car show. It's bukkake.
Jesus, Zuckerman.
I mean, what is he saying?
You're going to lose our PG rating here.
What does that mean?
This isn't a car show. This is war. What is the difference? I mean, I know what an off-road rally is.
Well, a rally is a time and distance trial where, you know, you have to go... 300 kilometers within 37
Mazza
minutes.
Doesn't know this.
No, I know he doesn't know
He's
this.
He's wiping tomato sauce off his face. It's not a car show.
Yeah, I would also like to point out it is a car show.
It's murder.
Okay, so listen, and then he contends these are where people meet to race and show off their cars. There's absolutely no reason for Malibu to host cars with what's going on the highway, in my opinion. No reason at all.
So can anybody in the city of Malibu string together an intelligible sentence?
Not the commissioner, apparently. The commissioner needs to... The last time I heard a banter like this, it was the old ladies in my neighborhood on Next Door when there are these midnight motorcycle rides where these people go down Sunset and do a nice ride together, right? But they don't. And the posts are like this.
Right.
They're drag racing!
Right,
drag racing!
Right.
Not even understanding that a drag race is... what a drag race is, right? They're just throwing words.
Right.
And this is the police commissioner? Is that who that is? The sheriff, Mazza? Well,
I don't know. Mazza's one of the city councilors.
Holy.
I'll point out.
Embarrassing himself to the world now.
I've been going to Cars and Coffee for so long that I went to the original one down in Irvine. Remember that? At the Ford Premier Automotive Group?
Mm-hmm.
You're old.
I've just been going a long time. And, there's no racing. I've never, ever left a car show.
No.
And first of all, I've never raced anybody on the street. I drive fast for a living. You know, that's my job. And there's no racing. You just kind of go on a drive.
Right.
But like, I don't know, almost 20 years of going to Cars and Coffee, there's never been a race.
Well,
I've
here
never
we
heard
are.
Of a race, never seen a race. There's no racing.
No, I think, I don't know. I have a couple theories on just all of this. In the world where we all have phones and we can all videotape and I mean, it's no videotape, but we can all shoot with our cameras things and we see these things happening, right? And there are many more faster performance cars on the road, especially in LA. And there are a bunch of jerks out there driving like idiots occasionally.
Sure.
Who either get pulled over or make too much noise. Lamborghini guys, we're talking to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I, I don't think there's a way to stop that. You could shut down every car show in the world, and the jackass who used to live on my street in West Hollywood will get into his Lamborghini every night and do whatever he wants.
And to Zuckerman's point, you're actually encouraging it by holding the shows later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get more people together if you have them earlier.
There's no causation to a car show to driving like jerks. No. In fact, those guys in general like to take care of their cars and not abuse them.
Right.
They like, they're not showing off. There is, you know, I've seen them in Brentwood. I've seen them in Hollywood.
They're everywhere.
The BMW crowds, the tuner crowd. That, you know, occasionally on the way to Bill's, once there was a guy on my tail driving like an idiot, and I talked to him about it. And I said, "You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that." But it was the one guy, and it was just a kid, and there was no malicious intent. He was just having fun, but he didn't know better. But I see more jerks on the road, like this morning, in a BMW SUV. Oh. A guy cut me off and then chased me. He's not coming to a car show. It's just insane out there.
There's a guy on the 110 in a Lincoln that I would have arrested for the way he was driving. Yeah. Just like,
you know, when it's criminal. With road rage, though, lately, the not looking at someone really does work well. This guy, he came at me and I had the right of way and I just kept going and he had to screech to a halt. He couldn't understand why I didn't allow him to run the red light, right? It's red and I'm making a left on my arrow. And I just kept going. I'm like, fuck it, I'll take him out. And he fingers up, he's all over me, pulls up next to me. I just look down. And then a minute later, I look back and he's looking at his phone, listening to music. It all diffuses instantly.
If you don't engage,
if you don't look, the engagement is the look.
That's right. Mm. And ultimately, let me just one more thing about Malibu.
Go ahead.
If it's a world-renowned destination place as Malibu is, you can't complain that people are coming there. I mean, it's Malibu, sun, sand, Malibu. People are going there.
I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was when the show was it was really big. A zillion and a half cars showed up. And I noticed around 11, there was a couple, let's say, people going to Lululemon to shop that couldn't find a parking spot. And I could see that they were married to the people quoted in this article, probably.
Yeah.
And they looked very annoyed and very scared because there was a lot of men standing around drinking coffee looking at cars. And I think that there's
there are many more people who come to the show and want to meet Jay Leno and want to see the cars. I see so many more people. And I'm there on Saturdays. There's a couple of things going on with that lot. They just X'd out a bunch of parking spots.
Oh, right in the middle,
Put in a dining area.
Yeah.
So that's making it smaller. And whenever I go on a Saturday these days, this is the pent-up pandemic crap. Whenever I go there, I can't find a spot on Saturday. I got trapped there on a Saturday. There was no car show. It was just it's a wildly successful little mall right now.
Yeah,
it really is. And you're dealing with success. Lots of people are going to show up when you're successful. When you make a cupcake, Magnolia Bakery, you make a cupcake that's so good, people are going to wait down the block for it. The Soup Nazi, they waited down the block. That's success. That's what success looks like. And good luck. Good luck trying to fix that.
Mm.
If you do want to come to our car show, though, why don't you get on collectingcars.com right now? They've got some great cars. Collecting Cars, we love you. Right now, or coming soon, Ford Mustang. Look at this, guys. Indy 500 pace car.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's nice.
What year?
Looks like a 64, 60. Right? Yeah, it's a 64. That's my year. We're 64.
We're birth year 64.
Should we go in?
You're my older brother.
this is a tribute car. Under the bonnet, rebuilt 260 CI 4.3 V8. It is one of around 195 examples in the world. Wait, hold on. A factory-built replica, Zuckerman. Factory-built. What does that mean?
What is a factory-built replica?
They must have had one pace car, and then they built a couple more to sell. That's legit. I would take the word replica out of that.
No, that means it's a real actual. It's not the pace car. It's a pace car. Yeah.
Yeah, one of 195 examples of the model which were made available only to dealers who won the Ford checkered flag and green flag sales competitions. The winners were invited to a ceremony in Detroit where the keys were handed out by none other than Lee Iacocca.
Ooh,
I owned his wife's Dino. Talk about weird provenance.
this is Lee Iacocca's wife's Ferrari Dino. Oh, I'll take it.
Red Button's Mercedes.
This car has several awards. It's really beautiful. Look at that. Let's see what else these guys have. Hold on. Let's see what's on page two here. Ooh. Subaru Impreza STI 22B. Right-hand drive. Yeah. Her new favorite car. Personally imported to Australia. Wow, that's pretty sweet. Next to no miles on that. And an International Harvester Scout 2 Restomod build. Look at that one.
I like Scouts.
You got to get those going, right? Yeah. You got to put a bigger engine in those to make them work.
Mm-hmm. Scout 2 would
come
have
on,
a bigger...
What kind of engine are they putting in? You can guess.
They're going to either some sort of Chevy.
A small block.
LS.
Yep.
5.3 liter LS.
But the Scout 2 had this bigger, biggish engine. It was a 5.8. I can't remember, but no, it was 304.
Collecting cars. Why sell your car anywhere else? No ordinary auction. No ordinary cars. Lots of good stuff there. Lots of good stuff. All right. What else we got? Let's see. Hold on. Want to talk about this. Porsche 911 hybrid won't be a plug-in, says CEO Oliver Blum, who reconfirmed that a 911 hybrid is coming, but don't expect it to have a charging port. Johnny? What do you know about this?
Not much. That technology is going to be like the Lamborghini Sian 37, whatever that thing's called, where it uses like supercapacitors. So, you know, excess motor heat and energy and brake energy, they charge very quickly, these supercapacitors. And then when it decides to become a hybrid, it discharges very quickly. So, you know, kind of like F1 technology. So it should be cool.
What do you think about an electric 911? I mean, to me,
it's common.
I would just, I feel like there's so many variants of the 911. Why couldn't you have an all electric variant of the 911, the E911 or whatever? And then you have the GT2 RS. Why can't you just add that in?
I know that this generation will not go full electric. This generation, the 992, will never be full electric. They announced yesterday the Cayman. We knew this because of Mission R. The Cayman will be full electric. Whatever the replacement for the Cayman in 2025. There will be a hybrid 911 at the mid-cycle refresh for the 992, the 994, whatever the hell the next one's going to be called. There might be a full electric variant.
What will the next one be called?
994, 998, 999.
Went 991, 992. 993 has already been done.
996, 997 been done.
They should really skip around.
I think the hybrid will be great. I was reading Haggerty, because my Porsche that doesn't exist is insured by Haggerty. I got the new Haggerty Drivers Club or whatever. And McKeel Haggerty was, you know, trying to calm people down about EVs. And he's like, look, they're torquey. What makes cars fun is torque. You know, so a hybrid, just going to be more torquey. It's fine. So I don't know. Look, it's Porsche. They tend to make cars that most people like to drive, especially people that like driving. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they'll do a great job.
There's still no cover. No Halo car has broken cover here.
Not yet.
Interesting.
Right?
Not yet.
Not imminent.
What do you know, Lieberman? You look like you know something.
Do you know something? I know nothing. All I know for sure is that the 2023 is that 50th anniversary RS 73 RS thing is going to be very exciting. I keep hearing good things
about that. Yeah. There's a lot of buzz
about that.
Zuckerman, you and I may have a GT4 RS allocation.
Right.
Some listeners from Florida reached out, and I'm exploring it right now. I'm not ready to announce it, but it's starting to feel real.
I'll have one early May. We can check it out.
Yes, and our friend Jerry, he was happy. He was like Mr. Burns that we couldn't get one.
He was so happy.
Mr. Burns, excellent Smith. I've got one and you
he
don't.
He does like that. He does like to have something over us.
And so
I mean, he has about 200 cars over us, but...
Still.
I was sitting with him when it came in, and he went, oh, well, that's good. But I could tell he was not happy.
Unhappy.
He was unhappy.
Right. Drat.
He announced his spec on our show. They'd be too mean to do the same spec. That would be too mean.
I think we should do it. Get it first.
I think this car will end up being a paint-to-sample car, and I think we got to start doing our research. Let me do a little more digging, see how real this is.
Are these nice dealers in Florida, are they going to make you pay over?
No.
Nope.
This will be a sticker deal.
Really?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
will be our best friends. We will have a long goodbye, Dean.
No,
goodbye,
Dean.
To our friend Dean. Yeah. Nice knowing you.
Oh, Dean listens. No, Dean, you're not going anywhere. Dude. We have our touring coming in a couple weeks through Dean.
If you can
and
get
Dean and Galpin totally hooked me up with a Defender. They are forever my friends.
By the way, did you see another boat went down to the bottom?
I did.
The fuck is this?
did that have Porsches in it?
I don't know what was in it, but it seems like
it to you.
Maybe
right.
this is a new James Bond
cars.
Plot. We're going to shit. We're going to sink all of the
car finger.
Car finger. We're going to sink all of the ships full of cars. No one will have cars.
I mean, that's how you make the value go up, right?
Yes. Great. We're going to corner the market on cars by sinking them all.
But really, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you can get GT4RS without having to pay anything, because even my friends who are friends with dealers, they're like, I got to pay 10%. Not 100 grand, but I got to pay 10%. So if you can get it sticker, like, that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, a lot of people promise things all the time to us that don't materialize.
I have a good feeling about these guys.
We'll see.
They're going to come through.
If they come through, we will be talking about it here.
Wow.
We'll be talking about it here. Speaking of Dean, there was a lot of car talk going on last week, and we were talking about these Carrera GT prices.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dean from Porsche Santa Clarita or Galpin or whatever they call that place now texted me this, and I asked him if I could read it, and he said, yeah. He goes, in 2005, we still had new Carrera GTs on the showroom, and they had a $40,000 rebate. Then one slightly used one went through the auction process and sold for $280,000. Porsche then reached out to the dealers and quietly bought back the leftovers and shipped them back to Germany to preserve the market. Wow. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they were languishing, huh?
Isn't that wild?
I didn't know about the Porsche buying them part.
Maybe I'm not supposed to read that.
I didn't know about that part
that's
either,
great.
But I remember at some point.
I love that.
Wow, Johnny's happy.
It's
brand
like,
protection, right? It's
but
smart.
But it's like stock like investing. Like, nobody can ever play the long game. I remember when 918s were cheap. And I'm like, you know, I cannot afford them. But I was telling my friends I could. I'm like, buy it now. It's a Porsche supercar, but it's of course it's going to go up 10 times. Like
we said it on the show too. I kept saying it's the crown jewel of any Porsche collection, and that's when they were at 800.
Yeah,
and down a little bit, and then again, I was not paying attention to my own appraisal of this.
But like
when I drove yours, Zuckerman, I just went, "This is the most special thing I've ever driven."
And then
I didn't try to get one.
I guess what happened?
It just kind of languished.
I got that car in the fives. And the market slightly dipped. I don't remember what was going on then, but the market slightly dipped, and I got a little bit scared. And when it went back up a bit, and I was in a profit, I sold it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And well, that's good. You made money.
Yeah, I made money.
Yeah, but like a friend of mine was trying to buy one back in November, right?
Right.
And it was like 7,000 mile example of silver. The guy wanted, I want to say like 1.1, and my friend's like, I only want to pay $1 million. And I'm like, could you meet in the middle?
Real deal maker.
I'm like, could you pay him like $1,050,000? And now he's kicking himself.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, he
I'll
is.
Fuck myself.
Yeah. Oh,
being a sharp
time.
Player. Let me really show you how to do business.
Yeah.
I got this.
Well, he was just like, oh, but it's got so many miles. I'm like, 7,000 is 7, brand new.
Is actually what you want on that
car. Exactly.
It's the undriven ones that need all
it's,
the service.
It's ownered
it
out.
Really is.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Anyways, buy those 918s, the hybrids, because
I say that
they're coming off warranty right now.
Yeah,
you guys,
buy them.
Go get one.
Buy them.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Listen to your laugh.
Enjoy
first
the maintenance
time at the
costs.
Shop, re-prepared to spend $100,000.
Yeah. Wait, what? How much for a new clutch?
The estimate $100,000 for repairs.
It's crazy. Well, we have a lot of new cars floating around here, Zuckerman.
We do.
The beautiful Cadillac is here.
Oh yeah.
Cool. We're gonna do a show in that, right?
Absolutely.
It's so gorgeous. When I opened your hangar door here, I was blown away by it. It really is a showpiece and a trophy. Are you happy with it? Was it delivered in working condition?
Better than 90% of the cars that come in. And by the way, Brett, King of Cadillacs, is a sweetheart to deal with. He's a good guy. This guy by the name of Brett, and if on Instagram, you can find him at King of Cadillacs. And I have not met him personally, but Brett of King of Cadillacs has somehow cornered the market on every
Chevy and Caddy from particularly like 58 Chevy Impalas, 59, 60s. He's got every one. And he haunts the Cadillac and LaSalle clubs to see who's maybe going to pass over to the captain hat side of things and get their stock. But he had this car. He was lovely to deal with, and it was delivered as promised.
Wow.
The only thing that doesn't work, the AC.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. Yeah, what about the instrument lights? You said there might be an issue.
Yeah, I don't
think
the instrument lights working out. I got to check it out.
And the radio.
The radio also needs a little bit of fiddling.
But AC is important on that car, but it's very fixable. Easy. That's an easy.
These are things that are easy to fix.
Talk about the interior.
I want to know that. When you say they're easy to fix, who are you taking?
I think that next
who are you going to take them to?
Next door it's Superformance, or there's a guy that does GM
so
stuff.
So these guys
around.
Right next door will just work on it.
Because the AC can be charged. It's probably got to be converted.
Okay.
It was probably never converted.
That's easy.
And an AMC Delco radio fix, big fucking deal. You know, actually, probably the smart move on that is to put something in the glove box.
Did you think about the idea I gave you, which is generate a document before you wire money to people send them with the checklist of the 10 things. I will not send you money until each of these lines is satisfied.
And I think you're right, because that's usually directionals, lights,
horn,
radio, horn, the little stuff.
Yes.
But I will say this car, you see this car.
It's gorgeous.
It is hard to believe that a car with as little value as these things have had in the past 10 or 15 years, that somebody lavished this amount of love and attention. What a testament to a guy's stewardship of a car. You know, these cars are so long. The sides of these Cadillacs show a ding like no other car does. This car has no dings. All of the lines are crisp. Shut right. The engine starts.
Are you having trouble driving the size?
For the first day I did, and then you know what? By day number three, I was back to overly aggressive, menacing driving in a 6,000-pound tank.
Trying to turn those things and hearing the tires go sideways.
Yeah. You'll get right back into it, Ferrisson.
Explain the interior.
Okay,
that is the most fantastic fabric. That looks like a pre-war car where the back was silk.
You know? This is the end of the Bill Mitchell era of design, and I think this year, Cadillac bragged that they had something like 793 different interior finishes. This is what you would call, I believe, it's brocade. It's a jacquard weave. It's brocade. It's like your grandma's couch when she was trying to be fancy and pretend that she liked French provincial.
Right, right.
And then she'd cover it in plastic. That this also exists and is unstained is remarkable.
It's insane because, you know, back in the day, pre-war, it was, you know, you'd have these landaulets where the passengers were enclosed and the drivers were open. So the drivers sat on leather because it was waterproof and the passengers sat on fine silk. And then somehow we've become corrupted where, you know, leather is the default. You know, if you have a luxury car, a sports car, you got to have leather, but it's really these like fine silks that are, you know, were considered
I wouldn't call it
much
silk,
more elegant.
Though. This is some sort of,
it's
you
not,
know,
yeah, it's GM thread. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
some,
but
you know what I mean? It's an incredible interior.
And that's what really, as Jerry said, I bought color, but I bought interior.
Yeah.
But you're going to like, when you drive this, at first it's going to be disconcerting.
I sat in it and it was very, I mean, when I walked in, I was stunned by the beauty of the car right where it was positioned under the light. And I was surprised that it looked a little smaller than what I thought was a Cadillac. Then when I sat in it, I went, oh my God, it feels really big and it's beautiful. And it made me a little nervous. And then I jumped out of it, you know, especially in here, you know, trying to squeeze through
there. Ferrisson, I backed that sucker in here.
How did you get it in there?
I gotta tell you, I'm good. I'm good. And then
crazy.
I'm good. And I backed it in between some really, you know, pricey metal. And
So let's design this show. What I was thinking, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunset Boulevard evening in Hollywood, the three of us, the microphones, that could be a show.
And talk to, I'm going to tell you something.
And talking to the folks
and
who come
here,
up.
Here's a generational thing that I'm going to tune you into. We know this is a Cadillac. We know it.
you know, like we know 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
When I drove this sucker down the street, young people said, "That is beautiful. What is that?" The younger generation has no clue what a Cadillac looks like, what a Cadillac is. And they, in 1970, I think they sold 300,000 or 400,000 of these things.
Yeah. Easily, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They don't know anymore, but they do respond to it.
We're going to teach them.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Let me show you what it is.
Give me a
run you over.
Give me a kid.
Get in the trunk, kids. I can fit 15 years in my trunk. I can fit 15 teenage girls in my trunk. Zuckerman.
It is a gigantic trunk.
What's funny about it?
Is anything in it? I didn't even open it, but it is massive.
Nothing in there, but it's just waiting. Huh? It's waiting like an empty coffin for the bodies to pile in.
We could bury you in that, Zuckerman.
What's crazy is because it is, when you look at it head on, you know, just pickup trucks have gotten so big that like the width isn't shocking, but then you start walking down it and it's two doors.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't end.
Yeah, it's like two doors.
Like
that's the
from
other
where
thing.
The door ends to the yeah. to like where yeah. the trunk starts is forever. It's crazy the length.
Well, you know, because the aperture for the door I think is the same size on the 4-door sedan DeVille.
Right.
So you're right. Getting one door instead of 2 doors.
By the way, is it 6 ashtrays? I think 1970 was
I think it's 4 ashtrays.
No, because it should have one on each door. Well,
drive a door you don't have when you have one underneath the ignition, so you can be, you know, like my father. That thing, with my dad, that thing was filled to the brim.
Yeah,
and periodically he'd throw it out into the road.
Of course. There was some, I mean, it must have been late 60s. There was a convertible Cadillac I was looking at one time, 6 ashtrays. And I was like, 2 doors, 6 ashtrays. That's the height of luxury.
Yes, good ratio.
Yeah.
I'll put 6 cigarettes in my mouth once, Ferris. Let me show you how to smoke.
Hey, let's talk about Bob's Watches, the most trusted place to buy or sell luxury pre-owned watches. Hundreds of positive online reviews. 101, actually, because I wear their watches. Certified pre-owned, 100%. Whoa, I lisped. 100% authenticity guaranteed by Bob's Watches. Additional WCSA third-party authentication available. Bobswatches.com is easy to navigate. One of the largest online selections of pre-owned Rolex watches. Great inventory is added daily. All watches on our site are in stock and ready to ship. Great selection of vintage Rolex. Free overnight, insured shipping on all purchases. Fast and easy online quote for selling your luxury watch. All of it's true. I've used this site many times. I've bought the watches. It's great. The presentation is delightful. It comes in a box with bubble wrap and then this nice Bob's watch box, which I put on my bureau with a watch. I have that white gold Submariner from them with the blue bezel for the second time.
You're buying that.
That's
we talked
another
about
date.
That. You're buying that
that's
one.
A
you're
second
buying
that date.
One. Yep.
It's great. Discover Bob's Watches, the most trusted destination to buy or sell 100% authentic luxury pre-owned watches. Shop vintage and contemporary pieces from Rolex, Tudor, Omega, Breitling, Cartier, Patek, Paddock, and more, ! Explore thousands of models available right now at bobswatches.com. Overnight delivery and free shipping included. And if you want to see my picks, and I pick them personally, go to bobswatches.com/spike. You'll see a picture of me from Car Matchmaker, and I think about 8 watches from the site, if they're still there, that I would buy, that I like. I always do the Bob's Watch sort new arrivals is the most exciting sort. Mm-hmm. I think for cars and watches, new arrivals. What can I snipe quickly? What can I see quickly? I'm not ready to review any cars, Johnny. I'm sure you are. I have an Audi R8 coming in Monday.
I got an Audi S3 parked right there.
And then I have, BMW Motorrad. Is that how they pronounce their name? Motorrad? Motorcycles. The BMW motorcycle department is awesome, right? They are sending me any motorcycle I want, and I can keep trading them back and forth. And I am having so much fun being on bikes. I just had the R18 Transcontinental, that giant police bike. And here's what I did on it.
It, you know, and I told you, I think I mentioned it weighs 1,000 pounds.
That's so heavy.
And how
is it really 1,000?
963 or something. Oh, it's a big, big ass touring bike for riding on the highways.
I remember when I was a kid, my friend's dad had some giant Suzuki bike, and I remember it had like 2 kickstands because it was 900 pounds. We couldn't believe
it. I'm marveling at this kickstand that it can hold it, because it really is something like you have to kind of push it straight up. But it's got heated seats, heated, you know, it's like a car the radio. It's got sets of Marshall speakers. If you like lived in Arizona and you immediately get on the highway and you drive 300 miles, this is your motorcycle. But around Brentwood, it was so funny because one thing I learned right away is once you put it in gear and you commit to crossing Sunset Boulevard, say, you don't have the option of stopping. Once you're moving forward, that's it. You better pick your spot. And a lighter bike, you can kind of go out and stop. Well, that guy's coming fast. Yeah. This, you have to be careful.
So not a city bike.
You have to... Well, I thought... And then it... So it sat in the driveway for a while after the first drive. Because honestly, I just... I have a great amount of respect for the press bikes and cars, and I don't want to hurt them. And I thought I might actually tip over in this thing, and I don't want to. I like BMW motorcycles.
That would also destroy your leg.
I like Ducati motorcycles, BMW motorcycles. Those are my two favorite brands, and I don't want to let them down, right? I feel obligated to be nice to theirs. So it sat there for a while, and then there was a night where it warmed up. It had been cold for a while, and I was going down to Santa Monica Airport to work, and I thought, I'm going to start taking this bike, and I did a couple of really fun things with it. One, I suspected it looked enough like a police bike that if I sat at a stop sign, people would flip out. And so I went to the stop signs in my neighborhood and sat there at the problem areas where moms blast through. And oh boy, it was so, you know, the black helmet. We're sponsored by Bell now. We have black. We are. If you want Bell helmets.
I'm in a little race later on this year. I need a helmet.
You done.
All right.
Oh, great. Yeah. It's totally hooked up. Let me know what you need.
Yeah, it's
done. But I took my most policey Bell helmet and sat there. Hilarious. They would run it and stop and then back up and then go. And then I would just wave.
When people think you're
so
a cop,
much fun.
The behavior's insane.
So much fun. Yeah, but, you know, a cheap, horrible pleasure, but I did it.
Hey.
And then I blasted down to the airport and I played, you know, I was that guy. I was playing like Dire Straits and music off the radio, and it was really loud, but I could hear it in my helmet and I was in heaven. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody hated me that heard me.
They always do.
And then drove it home, and you know, it was, you know, dark and there was water in the air. I could barely see. I had so much fun on that bike, even though I just gave it back. They just sent me, what did they send me? I said, take this back. I drove it a bunch. I love it. I took some pictures of it, but I don't want to crash it. But I did have a lot of fun on it. So now I have this S1000 XR adventure bike.
That's okay.
Right? That's like one of those
KTM-y kind of thing.
Yeah. Panniers on each side and the back, much lighter, half the weight. And I'll be driving that in the R8 next week. But what do you
have? S3. This is a really pleasant surprise. So, you know, kind of like you, I had it and I was just like commuting to the office and, you know, just picking up the kid and stuff. And it's just a nice, normal little Audi. You know, it's got a nice head unit. And I'm mentioning that because it's very similar to the Golf R, which has a terrible head unit. Volkswagen's kind of like shot themselves this generation.
Mm-hmm.
This has a normal Audi head unit. Same one you're going to probably get in the R8, but definitely the same one in the, you know, the A4, A6. And then I took it up Angela's Crest yesterday and it was just hauling ass, 306 horsepower, 295 pound feet of torque. And you know, I wrote about it on Instagram. I'm like, this is this incredible like dual mode car where it can totally calm down. It'll get decent gas mileage. I slept to Santa Monica and back in. It was fine. And then it just was like ripping up Angeles Crest. And Farrah got in touch with me or on Instagram at least. He was like, yeah, that's the car I had. Like, it's amazing. You know, and so it's like it's pretty shocking. And I don't know, though, they start at 45,000. I think this trim level starts at 53, and this one's probably 60. There's no Monroney in it, but it's like it's a damn fine little driver's car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And unlike the bigger S Audis like the S4, S6, which I haven't driven an S6 in forever, but Audis tend to push just because they always have the engines cantilevered way out in front of the front axle. This is, you know, based on the Volkswagen MQB platform, so it really doesn't understeer unless you're really doing something like trying to induce understeer. Mm-hmm. So the handling's great. Acceleration's awesome. You can carry crazy speeds. I kind of melted the tires, but it's on good Bridgestones. Like,
kind of melted.
Nah, I mean, you know, just a little melty. Yeah, they're fine.
Kind of
but
melted.
Like, it was great. Passed a bunch of 911s. And I was tired. So on the way down, I kind of just cruised. And it was like a normal car, pleasant, doesn't ride hard.
Yeah.
So
you love it.
Very impressed by it. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think why I wouldn't get one. It's a little small, but I don't mind that. I don't know. Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Look at that.
Cars.
Yeah. Go Audi.
Johnny likes it.
Huh?
I got to read one more ad here, and then we'll wrap it up. You know, if you've ever dreamed of having the chance to win awesome prizes... Talk about the awesome Omaze giveaways. Oh, the win a Tesla, the karaoke with Charlize Theron, or going to space with Virgin Galactic. And Pete Davidson. He's not going anymore, though, is he? He backed out of that. Did you know Pete Davidson?
I heard he's going to space.
Oh, maybe it wasn't Virgin that he was going with.
He's with Bezos.
Yeah.
He's going to go with Bezos, and Kanye was going to plant a bomb. Maybe Kanye's behind the car.
Can you imagine the conspiracy theory if that happened? Yes. If Davidson blew up,
right?
You're absolutely right.
Oh,
they would say Kanye did it. Kanye did it. And he probably would take credit for it as well.
Right.
And
right.
Holy
and not realize what that, yeah.
But that's how busy Pete is. It got delayed a week and he said, I'm out. Anyway. Go to Omaze. They've got a lot of great stuff there. They're a new way to give back to charity and have fun doing it. Here's how Omaze works. You enter for the chance to win something amazing, and at the same time, you can donate to support real great causes. It's fun, easy way for nonprofits to raise money and for you to win big prizes like the 2022 Porsche 911 GT3. That's the
Dempsey car.
The Dempsey
car. Blue. I sat in that car. It's awesome.
It's here in Santa Monica. I know. Yeah. We've been offered a chance to drive it if we want to. A little spin.
It's a hell of a spec.
Here's how it works. Go to Omaze.com/bike911. Omaze.com/bike911. Select 2022 Porsche 911 GT3. The deadline to enter is April 1, so hurry for a chance to win. If you miss the deadline, don't worry. Omaze has tons of other cars and experiences to choose from. This really is your chance to get into a GT3, which is, they're hard to find. They're hard to buy even when you have the money. They're hard to get.
And they're worth it.
Through your donations, Omaze has raised more than $150 million to support over 350 nonprofits around the world. Everyone deserves a chance to live their dreams with Omaze. Extraordinary prizes are within reach for everyone. Here it is, your chance to win the 2022 Porsche 911 GT3 or other life-changing prizes and experiences at Omaze.com/Spike911. Plus, receive 20 extra entries when you enter the code Spike911 20. That's Omaze, omaze.com/Spike911, and the code Spike911 20. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit omaze.com/bike911 for official rules. That'd be cool to win that car. You get the tax money too, right?
I think so. I know a lot of people take the cash, which is crazy.
I think I recall seeing that you get the tax money. Well, you'd want to take the car and then sell it, right? Because you could instantly sell it for $100,000 over.
Yeah, but what a nice car. It's one of those like, and it'll probably be worth like $200,000 over in like 9 years if you can sit tight.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you really think, I mean, Jerry was talking about this last week, this last wave of internal combustion engine cars is really going to be worth a fortune at some point.
Yeah.
Or are people frothy and are prices high now because they suspect this is the last round? It's hard to say.
Hard to say. I mean,
I think it's
play a piano, sheet music, Stanley Steamer cars. They aren't, you know, very valuable these days.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, you never know which way it's going to go.
If you can predict the future, I don't know. There's certain, I think if you could, you know, the GT division Porsches are going to always have value. I think we can state that today.
What kind of watch do you have on right there?
Oh, it's my Porsche design watch, which I'm not supposed to talk about till April, but it came in, so.
You know, they completely
blew us off.
Yeah, they blew us off.
No comment.
They said, can we get the watches back?
I should have just kept those things.
No comment.
Jerry saw the one I was wearing.
Yeah.
And he said, I would really like to be involved in this promotion and to do this. Would they give me a watch? And I said, I think so. You're Jerry Seinfeld. And then the woman iced all three of us.
I
said, send the watches back. We'll be in touch. And that was it.
I'm going to say no comment because I'm still working with them and they've been okay. I mean, it's slow, but it's been good.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I'll show you the watch when we're off the air. It's pretty cool.
I hate your watch.
Designed it myself.
It reminds me of a trauma I suffered at the hands of Porsche.
Porsche design, not Porsche. Porsche design.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of it.
Okay.
I am seriously considering G-Shock, though, now.
Which one?
These modified G-Shocks I see on
eBay. The Seikos or the G-Shocks?
The G-Shocks.
G-Shocks are cool.
And there's this guy kind of hot-rodding them.
Yeah.
This is really, they're not even preservation G-Shocks. They just look good.
Yeah.
And I think it will show, not that I need to prove to these idiots who attack me because I don't like Seiko. They go, oh, you're a snob. But it's like, not really. I wear swatches. I have very inexpensive watches. And by the way, I have a Seiko. It's not the brand I vibe with. Why are you attacking me for that?
I mean, I have two Seikos. One of them I like, so, you know.
And I respect anybody who likes their watches. And if you're happy, I'm happy. That's not the problem. But don't make me like your crap, all right? Don't do that. It's not nice.
G-Shocks. I love G-Shocks. I have many G-Shocks.
A lot of folks have a G-Shock.
G-Shocks are awesome.
You know where I noticed a G-Shock? Was in the Seinfeld hangar the other day.
Hmm.
What is it about the G-Shock? What is it about that watch that has everybody kind of on board?
You know, it's just...
yeah, I think so.
It's also
right?
the
G-Body, G-Shock.
Yeah.
The square one, though, you know, the GWB or whatever it's called, like, that hasn't changed since 1982. That's achieved iconic design status. And now you can get one made out of titanium with carbon fiber. It's a $4,000 G-Shock, which, you know, usually they're $100. Yeah.
I don't want that.
There's $13,000 G-Shocks made out of, like, made by the guys that make samurai swords, whatever that technique of iron rolling is.
Yeah,
they do this crazy shit with them. So you can get a solid gold G-Shock that's $6,000.
Well, I mean, this guy right here, the Casio Oak. See these? These little custom deals?
Yeah, that's
a pretty hip little watch right there.
Casio Oaks are sweet too. That's like the hot Casio at the moment.
Right.
So it looks like a Royal Oak, but it's a G-Shock.
But it's a custom job, right?
You can. There's a million people that customize them. Look, what I like about G-Shocks,
look at this guy too. This is on Etsy. Look at that. That's a pretty sweet looking wild deal.
Yeah, and that's like $100.
You know. $270. Okay. They're all these guys come in at around $270.
But
I think this person also makes, like, that's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
Right?
You moved, but yeah. But no, look, the classic G-Shocks, especially the one that's like, it's called Solar Atomic, and then now they have the Bluetooth. So you have a watch that's solar powered, so it always has the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Atomic means every night it sets itself to one of the six or five atomic clocks on Earth. There's a little signal they send out, and at midnight it starts looking for the signal. So you wake up, your watch is always set. And now with Bluetooth, if it's daylight savings and it misses it or whatever, you can, like, on app from your phone, set your watch. Or if you go to a different time zone or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like... And it's indestructible. So it's kind of like the greatest thing. Yet, yes, it's not a Rolex. It's not made of precious metal. Although you can get them with precious metal. And I'll argue after 40 years, like, you know, it's an iconic design. So I love G-Shocks.
All right, let's buy G-Shocks.
I have five G-Shocks. I have six G-Shocks.
Least impressive boasts.
I have five G-Shocks. Well, I've had this fight with people where, you know...
I have 10 pair of underwear.
See? Now you're going to get called a snob. This is where the snob comes out.
What are you talking about? I was talking about you, least impressive boast.
We were like, let's buy G-Shocks. And I was like, I've bought them. I've been buying them for years. I love them.
You have six. You don't have one of these Casio Oaks.
I don't have a Casio Oak. That's true.
Which is the one with the calculator?
I have four of those. It's not a G-Shock, just a regular Casio.
Yeah.
There's two different types.
I buy those all the time and hand them off to my kids.
I like the very first one.
I'll give you one. I have four of those. They're great.
Yes.
I have four of those. Jesus Christ. You guys have like 700 cars.
I have five salamis.
And you're making fun of me
fridge.
For $20 watches.
I have 20 combs.
How many BMWs do you own?
Three Hankies.
Oh my God.
I have 60 coat hangers.
Yeah, I got a 911 of every year. I got a 64. It's an early one, 901. I got a 65.
I just like least impressive boats. I've always liked that list.
Eight Land Rollers.
Fine.
I have two clothing drives.
But see, to some people, G-Shocks are impressive.
You guys.
Oh, my God.
I like them. I'm just making jokes here. Isn't that my job? I'm just making jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. You have Brunt shoes? Work boots?
Brunt?
Do you know I have Brunt work boots?
I just got a pair. I just got a pair.
From Boston, right?
I don't know where they're from.
You didn't hear him stomp in like Herman Munster?
Did they reach out to you, too?
They did.
Yeah, it's this company in Boston, and they sent me a pair. I didn't get the black ones. I got the other ones. They're super, aren't they?
They're incredibly light,
and they're comfortable.
And the size of them, that's surprising to hear.
Well, because I have a pair of boots like this that are great, and I've had them for over a decade, but they're heavy. And I needed some waterproof shoes because I do a lot of walking in snow in the winters.
Oh, they're going to be so
happy.
And
they sent me these, and I'm liking them.
You see how smart they are? They sent them to the two of us. I would never have mentioned it, and then I see them on you.
Right.
But what they engineered, this is a real workman's boot. Like, if you go to work every day and you're swinging a hammer and doing work, what they noticed was folks' feet, the work boot was not comfortable. So they made that insole comfortable. And when I put them on, I was like, wow. That's what I want when I'm riding a motorcycle. I want a little comfort.
Well, plus, you know what I mean? These have like carbon fiber toe inserts or something instead of steel. Because, like, I like the idea of kick
Zuckerman with them.
Yeah.
Kneecap Zuckerman. Brunt.
But if you have water.
You stupid Brunt.
No, but if you have waterproof shoes with a steel toe,
it
sucks because the metal freezes.
Right.
So this is, you know, it's going to protect your toe, but it's like carbon. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Before we go, Johnny.
Brunt.
You know, who's that guy that guy that harasses you on Instagram, Zuckerman? The real Zuckerman? The fake Zuckerman?
No, this Dear Zuckerman.
Dear Zuckerman.
Did you see his design for a sticker?
Yes, it's fantastic. I'm going to...
I'll post it here.
You mean the face?
Yeah, he sent me all the faces. The pitch is this is on your car.
Yeah,
Johnny,
so the story was he made the one of the three of us for the Pikes Peak car, and I said I don't want that. I just want the Zuckerman face.
Yeah, I send him every bad picture of Zuckerman I get. I send to him.
So yeah, this is my
new. So what do you think?
Oh, I love it.
We just put this on the car.
That's it.
In one of these colors.
What more do you need?
Yeah, that really looks like I'm going to attack the mountain.
Yeah, well, or anybody. I'm going to attack something.
It's got to be facing the right way.
It's telling the drivers, you better lose.
Yeah.
But it should be on the fenders, right? I guess if it's on the hood, it's interesting too.
I was actually talking to a guy yesterday about figuring out the design, but I decided what I'm going to do is we are going to do a GoFundMe for Spike's Car Radio listeners.
Okay, good.
So we'll take the money you're going to give, and then whatever they give, and that pays for that sticker on the car. And if it's a lot, we can make it really big.
Okay.
So I can see the entire hood being that, because that would be the greatest racing livery of all time.
There you go.
I think, right?
Well, I'm not objecting. It's a horrible picture
and,
of me.
And,
it's hysterical.
And it'll
completely
be
in pink.
It'll be
pink
on my suit.
I have other pictures of
it'll
you.
It'll be
Zuckerman.
On my suit. It'll be on my helmet, maybe. Helmet stickers. We're going to get a lot of mileage out of this, boys. A lot of mileage.
Yeah, we could do that one instead.
No. No, I like that.
You have to be very cautious about these pictures.
But you admit this one's okay.
This is among friends, and then you break the code by letting these out into the public.
Break the circle of trust.
Realizing we're doing a show here and that people are listening.
Yes. It's only been 251 shows. But I love the Dear Zuckerman.
So how will the GoFundMe work now that we're talking about it?
Yeah,
I think it's as simple as you just start it,
I think
right?
You just start it. Yeah.
But can you start it this week?
Yeah, I'll start it tonight. Yeah.
Okay, good. And then in this show, we'll post.
Yeah, and that's going to pay for that sticker. And again, the more money, the bigger the Zuckerman.
Right.
Do we have Dear Zuckerman call in one day? You know who it is. I do not.
I don't know who it is.
He texts me like a lot.
But who do you... You got to send me an address to send my check to. I don't know where to send this money to.
Yeah, it's... I'm not... I know you're good for it.
When do you want it? I hate thinking about money owed. I'd just rather give it to you.
Oh, then we'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll give you my address. I'll text it to you after the show.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then the GoFundMe, and then we're off. And then we're going to put Zuckerman's crazy face
and again,
on the side
the
of it.
Bigger...
Oh, what a moment that would be if you went off the side and someone shot it in slow-mo.
And everybody's going to be saying, what is that? What is the significance of that?
It could be a product logo. It's actually a nice picture of you, Zuckerman. You can't judge your own pictures.
It's a horrible picture.
It's
of
iconic.
Me.
It's a really solid picture.
It is,
good.
And I've seen you make that face.
Yeah,
it's the funny
part.
I mean, when you get aggressive about something, you know.
Yeah,
when I'm like, the America speedster, you're like, Lieberschwein, the roadster.
And I make the face.
It's awesome.
So I think it's really good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. He did the Spikes Car Radio one right here.
Yeah.
I like it without it. It's better clean.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like me and you are fine looking people, Spike.
It's like a cartoon character. It's amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
This is my sponsor, and if I don't win, he's killing me.
I want shirts. I want everything. We got to get a shirt done. Everything.
Blip Shift is ready to go.
Let's do it.
They're ready to go.
All right.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Bob's Watches, Omaze, Mack Weldon, and Collecting Cars, of course, our premier sponsor, collectingcars.com. Check them out. I guess that's it. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.